Goldbridge, and this is your latest Manchester United transfer news this deadline day. What can we expect today from the deadline day live here on the United Stand? Well, look, I'll talk about the United Stand and what you can expect, but from Manchester United, I think there's a few parameters that we need to get into. Antony is gone. Martinez is desperate to come. Lemens' terms agreed. What's going on with the midfield and potentially a Conor Gallagher loan? Also, Gary Neville has spoken again about what he thinks issues are, and I completely agree with him. Who would have thought that? Also, lots of other things to talk about around maybe Onana and everything else as well. But the key performance indicators for Manchester United this morning are that it's 10 o'clock UK time, and in 9 hours, the window shuts. We've got 9 hours to get a goalkeeper and a midfielder. And I've got to be honest, it ain't going to happen, is it? It ain't going to happen. But we hope it happens. So where are we this morning? So in relation to the goalkeeper, let's just say this. We have got updates coming in. Antony, by the way, is a done deal. Look, I'm gonna frame this, right? Before we wander down the road of positivity on what a good deal Antony is, how does that benefit you as a fan? I see people this morning going, fair play to United. They've held out till the end. We haven't got to pay Antony off. We've got a 50% sell on and all this, right? And that's absolutely fine. And I don't disagree with it. All this on my sock. Don't know what that's all about. Since when were you somebody that got the tissues out for a bank balance? Last time I checked, we're fans of a football club. Last time I checked, we need a goalkeeper and a midfielder. Last time I checked, we didn't take our tops off and run around the garden because we're not paying Antony off and we've got a sell-on fee. I mean, at the end of the day, who gives a shit? Antony should have been gone weeks ago. Oh, am I meant to celebrate that on transfer deadline day? I mean, is this what we celebrate now? The Glazers and Ineos making a bit of money. I mean, what benefit is Antony to Man United if we don't get a midfielder? So I'm sort of sat here going, there's people online going, oh, Berarda, brilliant. Wilcox, wonderful. Ineos, beginning with I. And I'm sort of like, we need a midfielder and a goalkeeper, and we're celebrating on the last day of the window that we're not paying Antony off. If it goes towards a midfielder, great. If it doesn't, I'm celebrating the Glazers using that money to pay off a bit of debt interest, you know? So look, let's get real here. Now is not the time to be celebrating making money on deals that we might not spend. We have got to get out there. And also, talking about rivalry, I remember a time when Manchester United used to be rivals with Liverpool. We used to be rivals with Liverpool. They've just won the Premier League. They've won 3 from 3. And they've just bought Isak on top of an amazing summer transfer window. If you'd said to me 10 years ago, Liverpool would be kicking the arse out of United on every level, I'd have said you're having a laugh. That club's going nowhere. And I might see a positive in that. We're going nowhere, so maybe in 10 years we'll flip it around. But I'm not so sure with this ownership. Liverpool are out in the distance. You can't even see them. They're not even a dot on the horizon. They're gone. They're absolutely gone. They're buying a centre-back today as well as Isak. They're top of the league. They're the best team in England. United can't even buy the players for the first team. So, look, there's a long way back. 7 o'clock tonight when the transfer window closes, we'll review this transfer deadline. Put it in your diary. Marks out of 10, we'll go through the lot. But while it's still alive, while we're still breathing, we'll give it the bloody resuscitation and hope it works. So where we are this morning, there is a few things breaking. Obviously, you might have seen Isak to Liverpool overnight. There was actually this morning Antony to Betis. Here we go. So that deal is done. It's around £21 million. And there is a 50% sell on for that as well. We're not giving him a payoff either. So Antony is gone. The wage is gone. There's a bit of profit in there for Manchester United worked into that. And ultimately, he is gone as we would have hoped he would be, which is a positive. Now, on the goalkeeper, really interesting on the goalkeeper. Fabrizio Romano is saying that discussions are ongoing with Aston Villa around Martinez and Jadon Sancho. So he's just said that discussions between United and Villa continue over Sancho. The same discussions are also for Emi Martinez. However, the deals will be separate. Yeah, you can't be doing some swap deal in 9 hours. That's never going to work. Laurie Whitwell, though, in The Athletic, says that in relation to Lemens, Manchester United are saying that Lemens would have to travel to Manchester this morning if the deal has a realistic chance of completion ahead of this evening's transfer deadline United have agreed personal terms with Lemens, and a deal still needs to be reached with Antwerp for the transfer fee. We're also still in talks with Martinez, but only one goalkeeper will be signed. I think that's really interesting on the goalkeeper, because I don't know where you stand on this, but I'm absolutely, resolutely, it's got to be Martinez. I did a video with Robbie this morning talking about the Premier League weekends and the transfer window, and he said, what do you think about the goalkeeper? And I said, who do I want in goal against Man City in 2 weeks? Do I want Emi Martinez in goal at the Etihad, or do I want Lemens making his debut at the Etihad? I want Martinez. And that answers the question for me. I don't know who's the better keeper in 3 years. I don't know who's the better goalkeeper in 5 years, but I know who the better goalkeeper is in 2 weeks. And I know how this media works, and I know how this fan base works. And I know, lose badly to Man City, and no one's going to go, it doesn't matter, let's give Amrim time because he's got a goalkeeper that's inexperienced. It's going to be Amrim out. And we work in a climate at Man United now where every result is going to be a reaction. So you've got to build a team that can go and get your results now. And Martinez is the more experienced goalkeeper. So it has to be Martinez for me. Do I think it will be him? I don't know. The logical thing is to go for Martinez. But you know what Man United are like. We might not get a goalkeeper. We might get Lemens. I mean, look, as I said before, with Sesko and Watkins, Watkins is Martinez and Sesko is Lemens. And we went for Sesko. He's young, he's potential, he'll have a sell-on value. That might tip the scales towards Lemens from Man United. We don't know. Just because 70% of you want Martinez doesn't mean the club's going to do that. We've had no indication from the club what they want to do. And honestly, we might go down the cheaper, longer-term option where they can make profit. Chelsea would go Lemens. They wouldn't go Emi Martinez. So Mr. Jim Radcliffe loves the Chelsea model. He might be pushing Lemens, going, at the end of the day, there'll be more champers in it if we get Lemens. You know, it could be the next Courtois. You know, you get him in 5 years' time, you make a massive profit and, you know, champers. So that might be how we look at it. Dylan's right. Cheaper option they would pick. Also, younger option with more sell on value. So keep an eye on the goalkeeper. I mean, look, honestly, when talking about the goalkeeper, the reality is kicking in by, you know, every minute matters now. At the start of June, we had so much time. We've got under 9 hours now. We've got 8 minutes and 52 minutes. We've got 8 hours and 52 minutes. We ain't getting a midfielder, are we? I am waiting on the midfielder for the Ornstein or Romano drop that there will be no midfielder. I mean, that's the only thing I'm waiting for, the confirmation that we're not getting one, because it's coming in. It's coming in. On Conor Gallagher, I will talk about the midfielder. On Conor Gallagher, hot off the press this morning, Crystal Palace, Brighton, maybe Tottenham, and maybe Villa are options for him. He could well leave Atletico Madrid today, which means a deal can be done. Like, I would sit here and say, if he's going to Palace or he's going to Spurs or he's going to Brighton, he's not there yet. So a deal can be done. We can't sit here going, there's only 9 hours left. Like, if he can go somewhere else, he can come here. But the news is, if he's going to leave Atletico Madrid, Palace have got money, Villa need signings, Brighton, you know, he could be on the move, but there's not a lot around Man United. I would do that deal. Look, honestly, Rabiot can't be done now. He's a here we go to AC Milan. 5 o'clock today, I'd do Rabiot, 100%. I'd do a Rabiot deal, because you're getting to the point now where beggars can't be choosers. 2 weeks ago, I'd be losing my shit about Conor Gallagher or Adrian Rabiot. 2 hours to go, I'd be like, please, either of them. What about their brother? You know, we're in the desperate throes of this transfer window now. And that in itself is a negative. It is a negative. And it's interesting, look, because, it, you know, I ain't going to give Gary Neville the exclusive on this, but it doesn't mean that his words don't mean anything. We've been talking about a midfielder and a goalkeeper for about a year, certainly all of the summer transfer window. I remember Neville, after the Arsenal game, saying Man United need a goalkeeper. And we do need a goalkeeper. And I think we will get a goalkeeper. But this is what he said about a midfielder. The midfield is equally as big a problem as the goalkeeper, by the way. but I think that's going to be too much of an ask. But that's a big problem in midfield as well. There are holes in there like you wouldn't believe. Now, look, I'm not blowing up a Gary Neville comment more than you, more than the United stand or anything else. But there is two worlds that exist in football. There is the established mainstream, where some people just only watch that. There is the middle ground, where people watch this and watch that. And there's people who just watch this new media now. You can't dismiss the fact that on the established media, it's always a good thing when people are saying what you're saying. So when you've got Gary Neville on mainstream media saying that Man United midfield is crap, it's got loads of holes in it, this is a really good bit of validation, because ultimately we want a midfielder. And you sometimes feel like you're singing in the darkness and no one can see you or hear you. So when you've got Gary Neville on mainstream TV and all of you lot on here and everywhere else saying Man United need a midfield, and remember, Gary Neville has a close relationship with Sir Jim Radcliffe. They're working together on the rejuvenation of the area. So when he says Man United's midfield is shit, it's a feather in the cap of all of us. Now, Man United ignoring that, it makes it even more incredible. It's not just fans, you know, being sensationalist or whatever the Glazers call us. It's also the mainstream. Like, this is not something that can be used to hit Amorim with in 2 months' time when our midfield's getting run through by Bournemouth. This is something that should have been solved this summer transfer window or in the next 8.5 hours. So, you know, I'm appreciative that someone like Gary Neville is saying something about it, because we're all desperate for it and we all desperately need it. We've got a Sancho to Villa here. Here we go. I should have said at the start of the show, by the way, that we may well end up in a situation whilst we're live that we get live news coming in. So let me have a look. 52 seconds ago. So look, we're live for this. Here we go. Sancho to Villa. Here we go. Deal in place on initial loan from Manchester United. Green light from Man United and deal being sealed with formal steps to follow next. The only thing I would say about that is in what capacity is that deal? Like, there'll be no money towards us. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm just looking at that. We'll come back to the midfielder in a minute. But I'm just going to see if I can get somebody to send me some detail on this. They might not know, but also it's transfer deadline day, so they might be very busy and ignore me. Initial loan. Well, he's only got 1 year left on his contract. I mean, you've got a feel for Aston Villa. They've not scored a goal this season. They're playing absolutely shit. And now they've just signed Jadon Sancho. I mean, look, I don't even know what to say. I hope there's no Villa fans watching. I genuinely don't know what we could say to Villa fans about this, because it's very difficult to say anything positive about him because he's shite. But let me just come back to the live chat. So Jadon Sancho, that's the bomb squad gone then, isn't it? Rashford's at Barcelona. Garnacho's gone to Chelsea. Antony's gone permanently to Betis. And now Sancho's basically gone to Villa. So there will be some save there. I think the thing with Sancho is essentially it's going to be the wages, isn't it? He'll be gone for nothing next summer. A loan deal. Depends how much of his wage is being covered off by Villa, really. It's funny on the Sancho thing, how Romano said deal in place on initial loan from Man United. Well, there can't be an obligation. There can't be anything else, because he has only got a year left on his contract. So we can't get anything. I wonder if next summer he'll be a free agent and he won't stay at Villa. It's more about, what I'm trying to say is that deal will be more about what Sancho and Villa decide next summer. It's got nothing to do with us, because basically Sancho's contract's up on June the 30th. So at the end of the season, Villa won't be giving us any money. It will just be whether Sancho wants to stay at Villa or Villa wants to keep him. So it's basically a year-long deal and then he'll go. Also, here we go. Wizard to Newcastle. That's gone as well. So it's all going on this month. I've never known a transfer deadline day like it. there are so many transfers happening. Like Donnarumma's, here we go. Man City, Isak's, here we go. Anthony's, here we go. Wizards, here we go. Appendici, Juventus, here we go. Sancho, here we go. You know, it's here we go, here we go, here we go. It's all over the place. Absolutely incredible. Do you think Man United could drop the extension? No. No. I mean, we have got the option of a plus one on Sancho, but you'd never do it. Why would you do it? He's on ridiculous money. You just let him go. You wouldn't do anything that. Joshua Pope says, what about Malacia? Does anybody actually care? Does anyone really care about that? I genuinely don't think we do care about that. But there's all sorts going on. There will be lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of deals done. It's just whether Man United are going to be involved in any. And it's going to be a chaotic day, really, in the general transfer window. It's just what Man United can do. If you think about the outgoings, we're finished. We're done now. The only thing left is incomings. Have we given ourselves time? I'm still not going to give in till 7 o'clock. I still am not going to give in. I think that Anthony's gone. Sancho's gone. It's 10:30. Garnacho's already gone. Rashford's already gone. Rasmus is gone. It's 10:30. All you've got left now is incomings. I saw a very interesting bit of information I wanted to read out to you as well. Let me get this up as well. Not you. Where was it? It was on my likes. So, Manchester United outgoings. Garnacho, 40 million plus 10 sell-on. Rasmus, 5 million loan fee plus 38 million obligation. Anthony, 21 million plus 50% sell-on fee. Rashford, 15 million wages plus 26 million buy option. Sancho, again, about 15 million in wages, depending on what Villa are going to play. There's, you know, everything's done. There are no more outgoings to do. So you either have the money or you don't have the money. And you've got all of you, all of me, all of the media, Gary Neville, everybody, Man United need a midfielder. Like, we don't need to focus on any more outgoings. We need a goalkeeper and a midfielder in 8.5 hours. It can be done. Will it be done? I don't know. But as I said, on Conor Gallagher, he can leave Atletico Madrid. There is a realistic opportunity for that to happen in the next few hours. But from credible journalists, Palace look likely to enter the fray. Brighton might, Villa might, Spurs might. Man United, nothing at the moment. Now, I would do a deal for Conor Gallagher on the basis that Bruno and Casemiro are gone in a year. I can see Ugarte 50-50. He's either going to turn it round or he'll be gone next summer. And Mainoo wants out. So we might not even have a midfield next year. So hopefully Mainoo stays. Hopefully Ugarte gets back. We still need to sign two midfielders. Conor Gallagher, another midfielder next summer. And hopefully Kone comes through. That midfield is absolutely in need of more than, you know, one signing. So I would go and do it. But, you know, I want to be sat here at 7 o'clock going, we've got a chance. We've got a chance. I know that Liverpool and Arsenal are miles ahead of us. I'm not even that bothered about it this year. I want to get where they are, but it's not going to happen this year. But I look at fifth place and I go, we're Manchester United. You're telling me we can't bring the players in to fight for fifth? Just give us a chance, Sir Jim. Just give us a chance, Sir Jim. Just give us a chance. I just want a chance. I want to be in the international break going, we've got a chance. And if you give me a midfielder and you give me Emi Martinez, we've got a chance. I'd still agree with people going, it won't happen. But give us a bloody chance. Give us something to hold on to. We're out in the middle of the Atlantic and a boat's going by. Chuck us a piece of rope. If we miss it, we're going to drown. But at least chuck us the rope. Don't just go by going, champers, watching us drown. Throw us a bloody rope, Sir Jim. Give us a bloody chance, for Pete's sake. Let us rest, for Pete's sake. Oh, chill, see what you can do. Give us a chance. That's all I'm saying. Give us a bloody chance. Chuck us a rope. Get us a midfielder. You're meant to be a Man United fan as well. You know, why would a Man United fan go, no, we don't need a midfielder? You see, you know what? Actually, that's my big question. Why would anybody at that football club think we're going to get by without a midfielder? It's so stupid. Let's get some of your comments in. Lots going on and we'll be reacting to it as it happens. Bit of a rumour about Onana potentially going to Galatasaray. I think Edison's going to Galatasaray. So I don't see Onana going anywhere. I think Onana has absolutely messed up, if I'm being completely honest. I think he thought, stay where I am, even though they've told me they don't want me, and I will be the goalkeeper for Man United. I think he's messed up. Sancho, here we go. Praise the Lord. Martinez got to be happening now, says Sam. Good point, Sam. With Sancho, here we go to Villa. That's a very quick deal. Hopefully, that helps us. There was a comment there. What do you think about Sancho at Villa? Mate, I've got to be consistent. I've barely spoke about Sancho at Man United. I barely spoke about a Sancho transfer, and we knew it was going to happen. I don't care about this player. You know, Garnacho, I want him to do badly at Chelsea because of how he's treated us. Rashford, I want him to do well at Barcelona. Antony, I couldn't give two shits. But with regards to Sancho, I don't know. I don't care, really. I don't know. I've got nearly 27,000 people watching. Remember, this is the place to be today. And that's football as well. Loads going on. We're going to be live from the Manchester studio from 2 o'clock till close. So the last 5 hours, we'll be live. We've got Ben Jacobs on. We've got special guests. United Strand is going to be on as well. Got loads planned for you. So tune in from 2. Make sure you subscribe and share the video. I'm with you for the next hour or so. Then we're going to be cutting over to the Football Terrace with Terry as well. So lots and lots to keep you entertained today. I do remember the old transfer deadline days when they were good. And, you know, you used to be there taking the day off work. I actually think this transfer deadline day is going to be very good. I think it could be one of the best ever in generally, like maybe not for United, maybe hopefully. I mean, the thing that gives me hope, and, you know, call me deluded, but the thing that gives me hope is that everybody else is just doing madness all window. I said yesterday, we've already broken the Premier League transfer record for spend. And today, I think there'll be another half a billion spent. I think we'll see 500 million easy. Well, 125 for Isak, plus 55 for Wizza. Well, that's 200 already. And there are other deals happening. So Man United, just get involved. Just get involved. If a keeper comes in, I've got to catch up on a few super chats, and then we'll have a quick look at some other bits I wanted to talk about. Tom Chesh says, outgoings look good and can only get better. Says Tom, Sancho 1 year extension activated could be an L. We won't do it, Cormac. We won't do it. We will get a midfielder today, and I think it may be a complete surprise. Wilcox Wonka ticket, says Dave. If we get a midfielder and we get a goalkeeper, I don't think I'll give this window any higher than a 7. But if we don't, I could go down to a 4. So it's ridiculous. You know, I'm not here going. It's a Glazer madness or anything like that. If we get him, it's very very late. But better to be late than not to turn up at all. That's what my granddad always said. Better to be late than not to turn up at all. Sancho 2027 extension will be activated by Romano, says Dragon. Why? Why? We're just so fixated on money. Let him fucking go. Do not activate the other year. So you're going to give me a... So I'm going to have 3 summers of Sancho sitting on his arse. Like, he did it last year with Chelsea. He's done it this year with Villa. Just get rid of him. The contract's up next year. Let him go. Let him go. But we won't do it because we're thinking about bloody money again. Just fucking get rid. Do you want another summer of Sancho sat on his arse, earning 200 grand a week out of this club for 3 months before he goes on September the 1st? Don't activate the bloody contract. Get rid of the bloody mercenary. I don't want him anywhere near United again. I think Edison is going to Fenerbahce, so just maybe Onana can still leave to Galatasaray, says EJ. Look, it'd be a bonus if Onana goes, but I don't want to waste time on Onana. He's had his chance. We need a midfielder. Burke says, if what people in the chat say is true, that we've extended Sancho's contract without a mandatory buyout, the club is even sillier than I thought, says Perk. Edison's going to Fenerbahce, Mark, says Fraz. Sancho, here we go, praise the Lord, says Sam. If a keeper comes in, either of Onana or Binda can be moved out, says Mojo. Yeah, remember the Turkish transfer window and the Saudi transfer window don't close until another week or so. So we don't have to get those deals done today. That's my point. We don't need to be working on Onana today. That can happen tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Surely Sancho going to Villa means Martinez to United, says Sam. What about Malacia, says Collins. You must be the only person asking. Are we doing deadline full coverage, Mark? We're live from 2, Ram, yeah, all the way through to the end. Does the Sancho deal mean Martinez to United? Hope so, Aussie. Off topic, says Sam, but shouldn't the team captain share responsibility for teammates not pulling their weight in training or for having a bad attitude? Yes. Depressing song creation incoming by me, says TN Music. Any news on Malacia, says Joshua. He said we have an option on a plus 1 year on his deal, says Captain. Sean Turner's year extension, ridiculous. Dan says, could we extend Sancho's contract for 12 months to get a fee? Should he do well at Villa? I wouldn't do it, but it looks like we will do it. It makes sense to have Martinez. He will help organise our defence and command his box, but we still need a midfielder, even if it's a loan deal, says Chin. The brilliance of Martinez is the personality as well. You need a personality at Man United, and he certainly has one. The backbone of the team the last decade was Kimmich, Busquets, Casemiro and Rodri. What possession did they play? We need ours, says Lazy. United will no doubt pay 150% of Sancho's wages, says One Inch Wonder. Would still 100% go for a midfielder over a goalkeeper, says Simply Red. So we've spent 200 million, but in sales, players, contracts up and loans, we've recouped around 130. So that's a net spend of 70. Poor, says Sean Turner. Patrick Lynch says, for all our board's planning, once again, we'll finish the transfer window where we're all in agreement that we've been left short. Typical United, Ineos have now established how they view transfers. Bloopers from Le Mans makes Onana look like Buffon, says Eugene. In Ineos, if Ineos want long-term, then they should give Amorim the protection for the time it takes him to develop the potential. They can't take it both ways. There's a bit more. Take it both ways had me thinking about something else. Cheeky, a goalkeeper, centre-back, Dorgu isn't ready. Sure plays left wing-back for me, says Lucas Jones. We're not getting a bloody centre-back, mate. If we get a midfielder, wouldn't that piss Mainoo off more, says David. Don't give a shit. I mean, look, people keep telling me Mainoo can't play next to Bruno. So if Mainoo can't play next to Bruno and I'm wrong, then we definitely need a midfielder. Romano said on his live 2 minutes ago, no midfielder, says Daniel. Martinez makes sense. Vitek might be the successor, says John C. I've seen some say Martinez is mistake prone and not the right goalkeeper. Give me the keeper of the reigning world champions any day, says Pengers. Haven't we gained over 100 million through sales and saved wages? Surely we can hurry up and make two deals, says John. Look, in relation to a midfielder, we were in talks with Baleba a couple of weeks ago, who is a 100 million pound midfielder. By the law of averages, we must have had about 60 or 70 million quid available to do that deal. So we have got the money. We just obviously can't find the target. Hi, in your opinion, do you see Sancho actually signing for Villa? That's a little bit late, Tristan, because he has. I just asked Marat Romano in his live stream about a new midfielder, and he said it's quiet around the midfielder, says Arnold. Yeah, well, it is. We said that last night, didn't we? Gallagher would have been a decent signing in another system, but he's coming here to defend an entire car park, which will use for Palace in a perfect structure for his pace, says Hayder. Liverpool might have Isak, but we have Apollo Tyres, says One Inch Wonder. And we need a midfielder and a goalkeeper and a backup striker for Šeško, says for FD. Well, I think this is a great point, by the way. I mean, we're demanding a midfielder and a goalkeeper. That ain't it. That ain't it by a long stretch. Like, there are other areas of that team where we need players. You could argue right wing back. Some people think left wing back. Certainly, I think we need two midfielders, not one. Definitely think we need a striker. We're stacked at centre-back and we're stacked at 10, but everywhere, look, honestly, I said my assessment of that Man United squad is we're stacked at 10 and we're stacked at centre-back. Every other area of the pitch, I would say we might need improvement, especially when you look at the transfer window of Arsenal, backup goalkeeper, two backup defenders, a backup midfielder in Norgaard and a starter in Zubimendi, you know, two backup wide players, potentially in Eze and Madueke, and a striker. They've built a squad. We can't even build a team. Any idea on how much the transfer fee on Martinez will be? I think about 30 million, King Sour. Martinez and I'm a believer on deadline day. Come on, United, says Red Smith. Red Smith, I appreciate the comment, but I've got to be clear with you. I genuinely don't think that that a goalkeeper is enough. I'm Gary Neville FC, or he's Goldbridge FC, because I said it first. You said it first. United Stand FC. The wider fan base said it first. United FC. We need a midfielder. I've never subscribed to the view that we need, it's an either or. I think it's peasant opinion. I think it's Glazonomics opinion. Get your t-shirts on. I don't know why people have got it in their head about a goalkeeper or a midfielder. Do you see any real football club going, two massive holes in our team, but we can only pick one? No, I ain't picking one. I ain't picking one. We need both. It's not an either or. It's not a bloody poll on That's Football. This is a reality. We need both. I'm not picking one or the other. I think you get one, you leave a whole one in another area. You get the other one, you leave a hole back there. It's not an either or. And any United fan that's saying, I'll just give me a goalkeeper, you are massively underestimating the reality of this team. As I said, look, the goalkeeper is surely going to happen. You can't miss when you've got two and they both want to come to the club. We will get the goalkeeper over the line. I am not surprised that we are dragging it out to the last breath of the window on purpose so that we can't get a midfielder. We've done that time and time before. We all know that. But remember, with the midfield, this is the midfield of last year. This is the team that finished 15th and got embarrassed by Spurs, who were missing their midfield. This is the midfield of last year. And some people somehow think they're going to pop down Tesco, get themselves a duster, get a bit of polish, walk up to a big pile of shit and, you know, spray it with the polish and turn it into gold. All that you're going to make is a mildly better smelling messy shit. You're not polishing that turd. I'm sorry. It's not even guesswork. It's reality. It's the same midfield as last year, in the same system as last year. We were playing the midfield pivot the last 6 months of the season, and we were shite. And we haven't brought any midfielder in. I don't really understand why people can't figure that one out. There is no hidden gem. There is no secret sauce. The only secret sauce you've got is pre-season. And some of these players have played already. This is the midfield of last year. Now, if you think that that midfield is suddenly going to go, hey, Fonzie, happy days, great. But I don't think so. To be fair, Gallagher should have been the one we bought instead of Mount. Hindsight is a beautiful thing, says Dave. Look, hindsight is a beautiful thing. Of course it is. But, you know, we've got to live in now and there is time now. Nearly 30k tuning in this morning. Please share the video. Make sure you subscribe. Big day ahead, hopefully. At the moment, it looks like a goalkeeper and nothing more, but let's wait and see. Look at Lamptey going for 6 million. Cautionary tale, as I'm sure he was valued at 50 to 60 by Brighton after one good year. The labour is not worth 100, says Just George. Anthony Murray says, what if both United keepers go and we bring in Martinez and Lemens? Ooh, still haven't got a bloody midfielder. Anthony, that's all I'm focused on today. Why is nobody talking about Martinez returning and playing as a six, as Patrick? Literally everybody talks about it, mate. You're walking in like you've discovered gold. Martinez has never played as a midfielder for Man United. And also, he's had two major injuries in the last 2 years. And you're saying, bring an injured player back and stick him into the most physically demanding position in world football. Midfield for Manchester United in the Premier League must be the most physically demanding job in football. You're in the most physically demanding league in the worst midfield where you have to run around like a dick. I mean, Martinez coming back from two major injuries running around in our midfield. I mean, you may as well throw him into a bloody crocodile pit lathered in ketchup. He's getting injured. Slow Sports News says, so Sancho going Villa on loan, how does this affect the Martinez deal? I only ask because a deal for him depends on Sancho movements. I think we're going to get Martinez. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Man United went for the young keeper. Gandalf, welcome to the Members Club. Lovely name. Mark, I'm believer until the end of the deadline day. I hope let's give Amrin the guy he wants. Arshan, I mean, on belabor, that would be the best pull-off in transfer history. You know, I just don't think it can be done. I won't stop believing, I just don't think it can be done in the time that's left. Igor's going to Palace means Guehi to Liverpool soon. That was always going to happen, Kieran. Pengus says, Villa and Newcastle have looked absolutely shit. If Glinios actually cared about getting the players we needed, the bounce back to competing for fifth could... What Pengus is basically saying, welcome to Members Club, Tom Chesh, by the way. Thanks for supporting the channel and getting your badge in. In relation to what Pengus is saying there, absolutely with bows on top. Brilliant comment. Like, this is the big frustration, I think, of every Man United fan. We're not moaning for moaning's sake. I think in previous transfer windows, you might go, oh, we did need this. But you might, you know, you'd still be expecting top four. I remember when Mourinho didn't get Perisic, and I think it was a real letdown, but I still would have said easily top four. The difference with United at the moment is No one's even putting us in the top four. So there's an issue there. It's not just fans moaning. We're talking about a team that can't get into top four, but could do if you get a midfielder. And that's the frustrating thing. I think fifth place is up for grabs if you get the midfielder. And if you don't, I think at the end of the season, if we finish seventh, a lot of people will say, if we got a midfielder, we could have finished fifth. Amrin, Wilcox desperately wants a midfielder. All of our fan base desperately wants a midfielder. Why are we not getting one? Because the people in control won't do it. And it's very frustrating. Manifesting, we have signed a goalkeeper and a midfielder, says Mojo. Dragon Guide, welcome to Members Club. Thank you very much. Pex lost two times games, but it's Amrin out, media prat, says Samuel. Romano said, Martinez deal depended on Sancho deal, says JJ. Thoughts on Martinez in the midfield if all else fails? I think I've spoken about that, Vaz. I'd rather do Mazraoui. Can we please stop framing this as Mainoo wants out? Any idiot can see Mainoo wants to play. Unlike many others who have just sat on their contracts, this farming contributes toxicity, says Rainfall. I don't really want to talk about Mainoo, mate, because he's not going anywhere, is he? But what I will say is that Mainoo wants to leave on loan. So move on. That's the line. Mainoo wants to leave on loan. And he's put it out there to Ornstein and Romano. So that's where we are. We just need to close this window and he needs to get his head down and fight. And I think we'll be fine then. We just need to hit 7 o'clock with Mainoo because there's no point in Mainoo. Look, Mainoo wants to go to the World Cup. My theory on Mainoo is I think he's a brilliant player. I think he can play next to Bruno. And I think, you know, we need him and another midfielder with what we've got. But once we hit 7 o'clock tonight, he might be a bit disappointed that he didn't get the loan deal. But if he wants to go to the World Cup, he can't play for anyone else till January. So obviously he's going to get his head down and work hard, which is exactly what Amrin wants him to do. So with Mainoo, I think it's irrelevant. As long as he's not going, he might be a bit disappointed, but then he's got to wake up tomorrow and get to work. And that hopefully benefits us. Get both out, Anana out and Biyinda, and then get both keepers. Outgoings look good and can have done that one from Tom. Right, let's go back to the news because there's so much coming in here. Thanks everyone who's tuning in, by the way. Please do subscribe. Big day ahead. Just buying myself a few seconds there. You've played the game. Okay, so Sancho's gone. Wiz is gone. Yeah, Fabrizio Romano, United will activate Sancho's contract option until 2027. This fucking football club, I tell you. Absolute idiots. All they're bothered about is money, right? You've got a guy who's out of contract next summer and you don't have to pay his wage anymore. He's gone. He's not a problem anymore. You don't have to waste. We're rubbish at doing transfers. You don't have to do anything with him again. He's gone. Doesn't cost you any money. He's gone. No more wages. He is gone. What do we do? Activate the other year. Why do we do it? Because next summer we want to get a fee for him. He hates Man United, doesn't like us. He's going to sit there again and do it again, and then he'll go on loan next September and run his contract down. We are so thick. We have tried to sell him so many times this summer and he won't go because he doesn't want us to get a transfer fee. He wants to run his contract down, and we've gone and extended it by a year again because we think we can make some money. We're so thick. And all that's going to happen next year is we'll pay his contract again till September the 1st, and then he'll run it down on loan somewhere. We are so stupid. What a waste of time. These people run the football club, by the way. They think they're intelligent. They're so thick. It's going to be exactly this situation where he's got 1 year left on his contract again, and we think we're going to get a fee. And you know what? Someone's going to go, well, Villa might have an obligation to buy. Or what, like Chelsea did? Come on. Apparently Ten Hag's been sacked as well. What a week for ex-Man United managers. It's not even a week. In the space of 5 days, Oli, Jose and Ten Hag have been sacked. Madness. Absolute madness. Unlike players who leave Man United, I don't think we can say managers who leave Man United do that well. What a bad week for them. Tottenham are exploring a deal for Muani. That's nothing to do with us.
Jimenez has gone to Bournemouth. I don't know what that's got to do with anything. Just having a quick look. Right, I'm going to come back to you lot because there's actually nothing new around United at the moment. Hincapié to Arsenal, done. David Ornstein says, Villa on verge of agreement to sign Sancho. Season-long loan. Man United retain the option to extend the contract, which obviously Romano is saying that we will do, which is absolutely incredible. Guehi to Liverpool. Okay, that's got nothing to do with us. So there we go. What do I think is going to happen? We've got 300, we're only 300 people away from 30,000. So please do share the video. Make sure you subscribe, get your comments in. I think that, why do you think Ten Hag's been sacked, Mark? Very, very quickly, because I do cover the Bundesliga now. They've had an absolutely shit start. They lost the opening game at home. They gave up a lead again at the weekend. They've got 1 point from six. I don't know what involvement he's got in the transfer window, but they've actually let a lot of good players go as well. This is a team that won the Bundesliga just over a year ago. And clearly there's an issue between the ownership and the manager there. So I think something's gone wrong. I'd say he's probably been sacked because he's not happy with the vision of the club and he said it, but I don't know. My live Bundesliga highlight show will be tomorrow afternoon on that spot, but I'm doing it live this time. Anyway, back to Man United. What are we expecting for the next few hours? Well, I think that the realist in me is going to say that we will now spend the next few hours about Lemens and Martinez, and Man United will be rubbing their hands together going, the fan base is going to be getting excited about who it's going to be. And around 6 o'clock, we'll say who it's going to be. And then the window closes and we all go on our holidays. That's my vision for the last few hours of the window. It's going to be about Martinez or Lemens. We get that done. The window's closed. And as somebody said, technically, we've spent fuck all. Technically, we've not spent that much. When you add up the incomings and you add up the outgoings, then, you know, I don't think it's going to be huge amounts of money. But the fantasist in me says we get Martinez and we go and get a midfielder. Mitch says, stop spreading negativity. It's called opinion, Mitch. Why don't you go and walk your dog? Because I guarantee you've got pictures on your Twitter of you hugging a dog with those sort of comments. So, yeah, I think let's hope something happens with the midfield. That's a bit of a fantasy at this stage. A goalkeeper will happen. And remember, with Onana and Belinda, we don't need to do it today. The Turkish League and the Saudi League transfer window stays open for a bit longer. So both of those can do it. There's nothing wrong with owning a dog, by the way. There's nothing wrong with owning a dog. I own a dog. In fact, I've got two dogs. But what I found over the years is that people who are very toxic and negative on social media, when you look at their profile, they're always snogging a dog. You know, I own a dog. I like walking a dog, but you know, I'm not, yeah, let's leave it there. I'm more of a dog man than a cat man, but I don't put pictures of myself on social media profiles of me hugging a dog. In fact, I might just be, for a laugh, I'll do it on Mark Goldbridge today. Check it out. Right, we nearly hit 30K. We've still not done it yet. Please do share the video. Let's see if we can do it this morning. Just in relation to the United stand today, we are obviously going to go live when any deals happen. I'll be live in my little box room today. 2 o'clock, we're in the Manchester studio. Ben Jacobs is going to be on. United Strand's going to be on. We'll be reacting live. Loads of discussion. 2 o'clock till 7 o'clock. And then 7 o'clock, I'm in my studio for the transfer window review show. Very excited about this. We'll be ranking the window out of 10. We'll be discussing the window from top to bottom. We'll be talking about the timings of signings, the absence of signings, where it's all gone wrong, where it's all gone right, etc. That will be at 7 o'clock. So lots to get into today. Matt says we have enough dollars to go for an outrageous Belabor bid. You know what? I can say this now because it's not for the review show. The scary thing about Ineos, and Patrick Lynch said it, or Sean Turner said it, one of the two, you're absolutely correct. They said, we've had two full summer transfer windows from Ineos now. So Last year, you might go learning the ropes, etc. We've had two now. It's like a player. When you've had two seasons, you're a flop or you're not. Staying with an ownership. Two full summer transfer windows now. We know what they're all about. I think they're worse than the Glazers because I'll tell you now, the Glazers today would go and do the Anthony, the Casemiro, the Ugarte. They desperately go and spend the money. And it might not work. It might work, but they would do it. By the looks of it, Ineos won't do that. So we need a midfielder. And I think the Glazers would go, there's 80 million for a 40 million pound player. But at least you get the player. I don't think Ineos are that type of owner. So in a way, I think that their transfer strategy, when it comes to getting players that you need, I don't think they'll chuck money at the problem. And some people might agree with that, but when you're talking about, you know, the money we'll make with a midfielder getting fifth and the money we'll lose without a midfielder not getting fifth, they pay for themselves and more. You know, Champions League football is 100 million quid. No Champions League football is no 100 million quid. There's no other way. You can't justify it any other way. If I was sat with Sir Jim and he went, well, at the end of the day, it doesn't work like that. Well, it bloody does. If you're in the Champions League, 100 million pounds. If you're not in the Champions League, no 100 million pounds. You don't find it anywhere else. You're either in it or you're not. 100 million or no 100 million. So Sir Jim, you get me a midfielder, I get you 100 million. So that midfielder costs you 60, but you can spread it out over 5 years. But let's say first payment is 20. 20 minus 100, 80 million profit. No midfielder, no 20 million spend, but no 100 million. You just lost 100 million, mate. And there is no other equation. There is no other thing to figure out. 100 million pounds, 20 million spend, midfielder, 80 million profit. No midfielder, no 100 million pounds, 100 million pounds loss. That's the only equation that matters. There is no, you can't spin anything else. If we get a midfielder, I think we get Champions League football. We make 100 million pounds. If we don't get a midfielder, I don't think we get Champions League football. We never get 100 million pounds. But the club don't work at the, because they're business people, because they work off Excel spreadsheets, they don't understand football. And they'd go, well, what if we get a midfielder and we don't get top five? Well, obviously that might happen, but you will not get top five without one. And if you have got one, your percentage chance goes up hugely. Football is risk, mate. If you wanted to knock one out to an Excel spreadsheet, you should have bought some shares. This is football. Risk and reward. It's a risky business. That's the whole point. You don't buy a football club to make money. Unfortunately, we have owners who bought football clubs to make money. The golden rule is you don't buy a football club to make money. It's meant to be somewhere where you lose money. Unfortunately, we've got owners that do want to make money. We know that Ten Hag's been sacked. Yes, we do. Ten Hag sacked. Yes, Ilya and Elder. Anyone who thinks Belabor is 100 million hasn't watched him, says Robert McCormack. I'd love to know what you would do, Robert, in the midfield. Do you think we're okay? You probably think we should play Mason Mount and who else do you like? I don't know who else you like, actually. Ten Hag been sacked as Mainu. From a PSR viewpoint, our net spend is zero because Cunha was signed in the previous year, says Mojo. Why is there no talks about Stiller, Mark, says Medico? Because it was made up. It's made up. I mean, Stiller's a good player, but they're never going to sell Volta, Maeder and Stiller in one window. We have enough dollars for an outrageous Belabor bid. Do you think Amrin will quit if nothing happens today in the transfer market, says Dan? Is that what he meant by sort it out in the international break? I don't think Amrin's going anywhere, to be honest with you. No. I'm speaking about like Hugh Grant again, but no, I don't think he's going anywhere. That's now three ex-Man United managers sacked in 1 week, says Slow Sports News. And that is Slow Sports News because I did say it about 10 minutes ago. But you are right. No goalkeeper, no midfielder, mark my words, says Jay King. I hope you are joking. You said Ten Hag would only go up from here, says Hader. Yeah, mate, I'm not God. Maybe in your eyes I am, but I just want to stop the rumours. I am not God. So I don't, and I'm happy that I don't get everything right because otherwise that's the genius of life. It's the jeopardy of life that makes things exciting. You know, it's the risk that things might not happen. Imagine how boring life would be if you woke up and went, I know exactly what's going to happen in my day. Everything's going to be great. It's the risk and everything else in life that makes it worth living. I thought Ten Hag at Leverkusen would do well. But if he's been sacked after two games, that's not because of bad results. You don't sack a manager after two results. Like, there's something else. There's a fallout, isn't there? Something's gone on behind the scenes. I can't account for that. On pure footballing and coaching ability, I think Ten Hag would have done well at Leverkusen. But they've obviously decided they don't want that project after two games. Can you imagine if we'd sacked Ten Hag after losing his first two games for United? It'd be ridiculous. So there's obviously something going on there. 110 million for Belaba, is that worth it, says Ahmed? I'd probably spend it on... Well, we're not going to do it anyway. Patrick says Martinez with one leg would have more mobility than Casemiro. Last thing we need as a Abishak says, last thing we need as a developing club right now is yet another unplanned panic buy. Perfect recipe for yet another addition to the bomb squad. Well, yeah, to go, look, I'd rather have nothing than Bissouma, but we will be fucked without a midfielder. How can Ineos justify a net spend of 70 million after finishing 15th, says Sahil? Did Collier leave already? We should try and loan him to Palace. He's gone. Yeah, Deacon, he's at West Brom. Anything concrete on Malacia, Mark? I don't know why people... that's from the filthy underdog. I don't know why people are even bothered about Malacia. His wages are shit. He costs next to nothing. It doesn't really matter. Like, Sancho, massive wages, got to get him out. Rashford, massive wages, got to get him out. Garnacho, pure profit, got to get him out. Anthony, big wages, got to get him out. Malacia, I wouldn't even care. Like, he costs next to nothing. His book value will be next to nothing, and his wage is next to nothing. So I'm not really bothered about Malacia. I'm sure something will happen, but I'm not really fussed. Bomb squad gone, zero book loss, two great, one huge potential forwards, yet complain bridge. Seem to think players' clubs will do whatever we say. I think you're an idiot, Cole, but thanks for your comment. Actually, although despite just calling you an idiot, could you also come back and give the transfer window a mark out of 10? Because I could do with a laugh. I get the sense you'd give it an 8. If Brighton get Gallagher, Belieber, says Anthony Murray. Belieber to United, Maynard to Brighton, says Sir Alex. The paperwork for the Belieber deal was almost done. The funds were not. Sancho, Garnacho and Anthony now done. I can see Belieber today. Look, you know what? That would get me very, very excited. But I can't see it. It's the sort of thing, if you're Sir Jim Radcliffe, you're saying, do it, because that's going to boost my profile. But I can't. I think we've been in this position before on transfer deadline day. You start hoping for crazy positives, and they're very rare. The only thing you might cling on to is look at the amount of big deals being done by other clubs. We might go for a midfielder from Saudi or Turkey, says Praz. Well, I hope not. We need to take it both ways and fill both holes, says Alec. With the way Liverpool and Man United are moving in the transfer window, the rivalry may sadly soon be Leeds and Man United, says David. Amrim is choosing to play Bruno in the midfield, says Robert. He is, and I'm dead against that. And, we are talking about a transfer window in its entirety today. And at the start of June, we had about £80 to £100 million of pure profit on the table for Bruno, who is now playing in the midfield. Every day of the week and Sunday, I'm taking that deal. United didn't do it. Amrim has to take responsibility for that, of course. It has to work, basically. And look, as a backer of Amrim and a liker of Bruno, I don't like him in the midfield at all, but I hope I'm wrong, because I need to be wrong. We need to be wrong. That window's closing and he's our best midfielder. We need to be wrong. What's our next spend next summer? Feels like some definite slack there for at least two transfers. Smoggy, why are you talking about next summer transfer window? Are you Glazers in disguise? Mark, when the Martinez news broke, many fans said he's worse than Onana for mistakes. I don't watch Villa much. Is that true?
No.
Talking absolute arse, Kev. Absolute arse. I mean, as I said, I'll give you a very quick anecdote. I have a YouTube channel called That's Football, which is everything other than United. We have live Bundesliga rights. We do loads of Premier League watch-alongs. There's daily content. I've just done a video on Isak signing to Liverpool. I get asked a lot of general football questions on there. And over the last 2 years, I've been asked four or five times who the top three goalkeepers are in the Premier League. Most of the time, I put Emi Martinez in there. with Alisson and recently Raya. So anybody who's saying that Emi Martinez is worse than Onana is talking arse. Onana's not even a top 10 Premier League goalkeeper. I don't even know if he's a championship goalkeeper. It's just sensationalist crap trap from these gobby idiots who just can't deal with not getting their own way. They will want a different keeper for some reason. They probably want Donnarumma, which is completely and utterly unrealistic. You've got to deal with what's available. And if Emi Martinez is what we're going for, and I've said it all summer, you grab it because he's experienced, he's Premier League proven, and he's a good goalkeeper. You've got to grab it. He might flop. Anybody could flop. Sesko might flop. Cunha could flop. 40% of transfers flop statistically. So anybody can flop. But I think, look, it's not even done yet. People moaning about Martinez, you might be moaning a lot more if it's Lemens. So, you know, is Gallagher on, says Killerman. Not heard anything at the moment. We need a midfielder, but Amrim could make it more solid, says Robert McCormack. Joseph, thank you very much for your chat. 6 out of 10 with Martinez, 8 out of 10 with Baliba, 5 out of 10 without, says Cool. Sancho, here we go, to Villa on loan, says George. Keep an eye on a player on Ben at Leverkusen, says Edison. I'm a supporter of a rival team, Mark, but I love your views on this beautiful game, says Squirrel. Nice bit of Squirrel. Thank you, pal. Surely with an Unai Emery interview, that has to be a giveaway for the transfer, says Raven. If we had a goalkeeper before the season started, we'd be second. 1 point against Arsenal, 3 against Fulham, and 3 versus Burnley. Shows the importance of getting a player in early. But yeah, and also, let's not be blinkered on that. Also, yes, you're absolutely spot on. We'd have more points if we'd bought a goalkeeper in. Absolutely, completely agree. But what about this? What about Newcastle? Newcastle got 2 points from 9. If they had a striker, I genuinely think they would have, a lot more points. So it's not just us who've walked into the season not prepared. Other clubs have done it as well. And, you know, piss poor preparation leads to piss poor performance. So, you know, let's not forget, beyond the transfer window, we have wandered into another season not ready, which is massively disappointing. Let's see what happens in the next few hours. Would you bring in Milinkovic-Savic, says Sir Alex? Mate, I'll deal with that after this window's closed, but I don't see things happening in relation to us bringing players in from Turkey or Saudi, to be honest. Jose, Oli and Ten Hag in 3 days. We had bad ones, says Vaj. I just realised what you said. Absolute nonsense. So three of our ex-managers get sacked, and that means that they were bad managers. Come on. There's no relevance to that at all. Absolutely not. So much for midfield signings after outgoing spin, says Ricky. Yeah, I remember that. Big Ange to Leverkusen. Here we go. Imminent, says Tom. We know Erik ten Hag sacked. Shout, just stop. Okay, that's unfamiliar. Right, let me just have a quick look at latest stuff going on in the chat. What's your plans today, Mark? Well, I'm sort of like a hovering hawk ready to pounce on a field mouse. And I don't want any calls from the RSPCA. It's the circle of life. A hawk flies above a field, and when it sees a mouse, it scoops in if it's hungry and grabs it and takes it away. Who knows where? Maybe it's like an Uber. It's not, but if you want to think that, that's fine. That's my role today. We're live in the studio from 2 o'clock. Loads of guests right the way through till 7. Then I'm live at 7 to do this transfer review show. However, while they're live continually, if there's any breaking, here we goes or stuff, I will go live separately. So I'm also doing stuff on That's Football. So lots to get involved in today. I'm hoping, I'm like all of you lot, I'm pacing the house. You know, I'm the garden, waiting, hoping for a midfielder, but I'm hearing nothing. Absolutely nothing. At least, look, the only positive is at least we didn't sign Nicholas Jackson. Nicholas Jackson to Bayern is back on, apparently. That Bayern Nicholas Jackson deal is just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Aston Villa will pay a loan fee for Jadon Sancho and cover 80% of his wages.
So, that, you know, that's, I mean, look, as I said at the start of the show, you've got people out there getting excited about Antony going and Sancho going. But realistically, it means nothing to us if we don't go and spend that money. And Fabrizio said when we pulled out the Belieber deal, we'd go for somebody else. Other journalists have said, we've got to get players out to bring a midfielder in. Well, where is this other midfielder? You know, we've got every player that we needed to get out, we've got out, even though it's late. So was the plan to sell them late and go, oh, what I'm trying to say is, United have always put it out there through good journalists that if we want a midfielder and a goalkeeper, we need to get players out. Are you telling me the whole world knows we need a midfielder? The whole world knows you've got all the players out and you're genuinely going to say, we did it late, so we ran out of time. You robbing shits. So basically, you make all the money, you don't spend it, and then you use it towards the fucking debt. I mean, is that the road we're going down here? Because every journalist has been briefed that when we get the bomb squad out, we can go for a midfielder and a goalkeeper. We don't go for a midfielder when the money's there. Have we all been played by a mercenary club again that's going to take some of that money and use it elsewhere? Like dividends, probably not. Debt repayments, probably. We've been briefed all summer that when we get those players out, we can go for a midfielder and a goalkeeper. If we don't go for a midfielder, now we've got them out, where's that money going? And this is why 2 weeks ago, when people put pressure on the 58 to stop the protests, you bloody morons. You fell for the spin of Belieber that never happened. If we're pocketing the money and not buying a midfielder, where's that money going? You've been played. So look, let's see where we go in the next 7-8 hours. Josh England said, isn't it funny how we got more points than Man City, but we get criticism more than they do? Sancho to Villa, thoughts, says Joseph. I don't really have much thoughts on Sancho. I don't even see him as a United player, so I'm glad he's gone. Signing Berbatov, Rooney and Falcao on deadline days in the past. Now we're begging for Gallagher. How times have changed, says Acid23. Pletty Gold says Villa cover 80% of the Sancho wage. Thank you very much for that. Okay. I'm going to go and get a cup of tea. There's a lot going on. I'm going to redirect over to Terry because he's live on the football terrace. So you can continue the chat there if you so wish. Or maybe you fancy a walk and a cup of tea like me. Not with me. Maybe we can arrange that one day. I am going to arrange that one day. I've got a great idea for a walk-a-thon to raise money. Just told you. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in. We are back live at 2 o'clock, definitely. We could be back live before that. And don't forget, I want everybody there for the transfer review show at 7 p.m. because your opinions are going to matter. Let's see and hope we can do more than a goalkeeper. Speak to you in a bit. Thanks for watching.